Hey, 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 welcome to the Mom Life Be Like podcast, where we discuss self-care and skincare as it relates to us moms. I'm your host, Nicole Van Lun, twin mom and founder of Gorgeous Confidence, the home of the Glow Like a Mother three-step skincare system to help moms achieve healthy, glowing skin in half the time. In today's episode, we will talk about an important topic that is often overlooked by busy moms, self-care. As moms, we often get caught up in taking care of our families, our homes, and work, right? Like, especially in this new normal. Like, it just came in like a freaking tsunami on all of the extra things that mom will do. Nobody's even worried that it'll get done because mom will handle it, right? The thing is, we forget to take care of ourselves when our to-do list has 50 bajillion things on it. But self-care is not a luxury. It's not a thing that we just do on our birthdays or do before we go shopping at Target or, you know, do when we're on vacation at some point. It's a necessity. It actually needs to happen every day. So today we're going to talk about how to make self-care a part of your routine and develop a self-care schedule. So the first step to making self-care a priority is we have to understand, or we have to come to terms and understand what self-care means to you, what it means to me, what it means to our mom friends. Like, everybody has to define self-care for themselves. It's not just about going to a spa or getting a massage, right? Like we said, it can be as simple as taking a few minutes to read a book or going for a walk outside. It can mean waking up 10 minutes earlier so you can drink your coffee and tea in silence, maybe even in the dark. Self-care is anything that makes you feel rejuvenated and recharged. It doesn't mean that you have to spend money on yourself. Sometimes self-care can be free. Sometimes it's opening your back door and just breathing in fresh air. We need to assess like our current schedule and find the pockets of time that we can incorporate self-care. It doesn't sound fun, right? But being regimented about it, just like we book meetings with people on Calendly and we jump on Zoom with them and we show up in our Zoom wardrobe where we look great at the top and pajamas at the bottom. Like, you're still showing up, right? Like, it's still an appointment in your calendar. You got up, you fixed your hair, you put on your makeup, you showed up. We have to bring that same reverence and energy to showing up for ourselves. So we need to assess our schedule. We have to find the pockets of time that we can schedule our self-care in. And it doesn't have to be a lot of time, but it just needs to be enough time to do something for yourself. So, you know, I mentioned waking up earlier. You can even use your lunch break to go for a walk. But just really journaling what works for me and my lifestyle. I live in Las Vegas at the moment, and walking outside in the summer, like July, it's April at this moment that I'm taping this, and in about anywhere from 5 to 6 weeks from now, it is going to be scorching hot outside. So walking outside is not a thing unless you wake up early, where it'd still be 90 degrees at 7 a.m., right? But like, what will I substitute if I can't go walking as an option for that point? Those things need to be assessed. So it's important to schedule, plan ahead, make a list of things that you enjoy doing, and schedule them in advance. So anything from a bubble bath to scheduling a coffee date with a friend, when you plan ahead, you're more likely to follow through with your self-care activities. It's important, like super duper important, to remember that self-care doesn't have to be expensive. Yes, massages are great. They are fantastic. I love massages. I don't get enough. I need to get more. But we don't have to always shuck out $100 to $200 to get a massage. There are plenty of activities you can do at home that are completely free. And don't laugh at me, but let's start with a nap. A nap is so underrated, but it's a fantastic self-care activity. Even meditating. You can also find free yoga or exercise videos online. Again, the key is to find what works for you and what you enjoy doing. Sometimes we've been so in the hamster wheel of adulthood and motherhood that we haven't had the time or have made the time to reassess what's fun to us now. Sometimes we're referencing what was fun to us in our 20s or in college or whatnot. They may not be fun for us now. So we have to reassess what we like to do right now. Lastly, don't feel guilty for taking time for yourself. You're not neglecting your responsibilities by taking care of yourself. In fact, you're making yourself better equipped to handle the 50 bajillion daily tasks and responsibilities that only you can do. I chuckle because, listen, it's a wild world in motherhood, right? Just remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish. It's essential. You're an essential worker, and self-care is essential for your existence. So in conclusion, I want you to create a self-care schedule. Even though it may seem like a daunting task, it's not impossible. Start by understanding what self-care means to you. Find pockets of time in your schedule. Plan ahead. And remember that self-care doesn't have to be expensive. Most importantly, don't feel guilty for taking time for yourself. Because by taking care of yourself, you're ultimately taking care of those around you. I always say, the biggest mission of Gorgeous Confidence is to help moms thrive, because the bottom line, as far as I'm concerned, when mom is thriving, everybody is thriving. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Remember to prioritize your self-care and take care of yourself. I'll see you in the next episode.